Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott on 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. And good morning. Today, the 28th. Whoa, we're quickly approaching the new year where everything will be great. All the problems of 2021 will evaporate at midnight on the 1st of January, 2022. All those problems that you've had, that this nation's had, would just disappear. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And yes, I guess I should get back on my meds, but we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. And good morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Good people there. And Jared, speaking of good people. There you are, buddy.
Good morning.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
I did. It was uneventful, but it was peaceful.
What was there anything that stood out?
No.
Nothing over the weekend?
No.
No?
No. Yeah.
You know, like, was your stocking filled with, you know, coal?
No.
I mean, if it was, no, you and I should get together and we could start a barbecue. We could go over and sell it to Odell's next door, except he doesn't use coal. Okay, what's the weather look like?
Looks like today we have a chance of snow or rain. High of 39, low of 36. Looks like tomorrow it's rain, snow, likely then a slight chance of rain with a high of 45, a low of 28. And on Wednesday night it's going to be frosty. On Thursday, we have a slight chance of rain or snow with a high of 46 and a low of 32. On Friday, a slight chance of rain or snow, then sunny with a high of 48, a low of 28. On New Year's Day, it says widespread frost, otherwise sunny with a high around 50, a low around 29. Sunday, rain and snow likely, high around 44 and a low around 36.
Okay, change of snow tires are required from 10 miles west to 4 miles west of Canby and Modoc County on the 5. Chains are required on all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires from 9 miles west to Cedarville. That's weird. This is wrong, though. It's not on I-5. Yeah, it says I-5. I-5 doesn't go up there to Modoc County. Yeah. That's weird. Came right off the. I'm reading this right off of the, right off the Caltrans. So on 44, chains or snow tires are required from 5 miles west of Shingletown to 3 miles east of Shingletown. Chains required from 3 miles east of Shingletown to 1.5 miles east of Old Station, also to Bogard Ranger Station, and also to SR 36. So, that was weird. So up in Modoc County, you need it. It looks like I-5's open. How much snow do you think got dumped up there in the Tahoe region up in the Sierras? Any idea?
Oh, you actually asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen pictures. I'm going to say 5 feet.
Well, a winter snowstorm this weekend dumped nearly 40 inches. Snow on the, you were close, on the Sierra Nevada Mountains from Sunday into Monday, breaking the record for snowfall in December and possibly signaling some relief for our drought. The storm brought the total snowfall record recorded in December to 194 inches and forced the closure of resorts near Lake Tahoe, which have been bone dry as recently as Thanksgiving. So it has hit. On Monday, the UC Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab, located northwest of Lake Tahoe, recorded 38 inches of snowfall over the previous 24 hours, bringing the total to, you know, the 194 inches. The previous December record in 1970 was 179 inches of snow. What this means then is our snowpack up there, is going to be the it's increased its snowpack average from 18% on December 1st to 153% through Monday for the month. If you remember over the last couple of years, they've taken, you know, you see the people out there measuring snowpack and they're out there in their, you know, in sleeveless shirts going out there. How do you measure something that's not there? There is no snowpack, but hopefully this year we're going to get that. And the way it's been raining has been great. You know, it hasn't been crazy deluge rain and washing everything away for a day and then nothing for a month. It's been steadily raining, and like you said, tell me again about the is it going to be rain during this week? Everything you're seeing?
It looked like it was just a chance. It just says rain or snow. If it looks like today, it says snow, then a chance of rain or snow.
Yeah,
there's a chance like tomorrow rain, snow.
Snow here in Redding. No.
Yeah, there's a chance.
A chance. I don't think it's
going to happen. It says rain / snow in here.
Yeah, so. It looks like it. It looks when you're just looking outside again. Anyway, the weather reports and the snowpack reports and the highway reports are all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You're getting a good deal, Chuck, on this because we're adding them all into the weather report. And Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business in Anderson, been there for a couple of decades. They treat their customers as warm friends, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I just don't even know where to start. I've got all this stuff here. It's the end of the year, and I kind of just want to play the best of the next 3 days, but I can't. Today, like I said, it's open line, 605-4567 until 8 o'clock, and we have Haven Humane in to kind of wrap up the year and what they've been doing, and what we should look forward to next year for helping out the animal population. Let's just start with COVID. Okay, this is the first and last for everybody that said, oh, God, COVID again. Nope, I'm going to try and make this first and last. The Omicron cases seem to be at about 60% of all the COVID cases that are coming in and being found, people being found positive. Now, my in-laws, my 90-year-old father-in-law, my 88-year-old mother-in-law are going on a cruise. And they had to have proof of, you know, within 24 hours that they had been COVID tested and they were clear. So Sunday at 11, they went to this place in Sacramento, paid their $70 a piece, got the test, still didn't have the results 5 hours later, still didn't have the results the next morning. She's calling. There's no answer at the place. They take, they've got the receipts, and so they head on down to the boarding of the cruise line. They show them that, hey, look, we took the test. We just haven't gotten results back. Here's our receipts. And the cruise line said, you know what? You did what you're supposed to. It's not your fault. So they gave them a test right then. They had the results back in 20 minutes. Didn't cost them anything. And then they, and so they boarded. But they haven't seen the people that they're supposed to be traveling with. They're not sure they made it. So anyway, the ship's half full. It usually can take 1,200. There's like around 600 people on the ship. So, and they're heading down to Mexico and those areas. They are not going to live in fear. They've been vaccinated. They've been boosted. They feel that, you know, we've done everything we can. We are not going to stay hidden anymore in our home. And I applaud them for this. 90 years old and 88. They're living their lives. And it would be for 2022, it would be great if we could get back on with our lives. They're changing, again, they're changing the COVID requirements. If you've been vaccinated and you show positive, now you only have to stay home for 5 days. You come back, you wear a mask for 5 days instead of being 10 days. So, I know, maybe we're trying to get our arms around this and say, this is it. And now, just so that in case you forgot, it's been gone for a year, it's been on vacation. it's influenza season too. So, yeah, the flu's back. So, did you get your flu shot?
No.
Do you ever get a flu shot?
I have never gotten a flu shot.
Think you might get one this year?
I don't know. I don't even remember ever having had the flu in my life.
No, it's because everybody around you got flu shots.
I guess.
It's like, the flu is like, I mean, okay, COVID and the flu, you take the vaccinations, you still can get the flu. It just means you, it just kind of means, it means is that you don't have it as harsh as you would have if you hadn't had the vaccination, supposedly. Yes. At 7:15 today on the 28th, I'm not going to talk about COVID anymore for the rest of the day. Unless somebody else brings it up, and I hope you don't. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Start off the new year with a new pistol or a new rifle or a new shotgun. What a great selection John Bosti has down there. Give him a call. Tell him you're coming over. Go over, and they have the doors locked. And just knock on the door. They open it up, and there you go. You're in there. You're in there with all these great, great firearms, all the accessories. You can take a CCW class. They've got it all at Bastiani Arms. Been in the business 12 years, and they're going strong. They're fighting against the big box stores. And Bastiani Arms is hanging in there and hanging in there tight. It's where we buy our guns. Great customer service, great gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms gives discounts for veterans. Located at 2539 Larkspur Lane. We'll be right back.
Tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about this? I'm a teacher, and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garmon for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's the 28th of December. You know what? When you wake up, somebody should have a happy voice, right? You know, so if you're just kind of waking up, you know, to us this morning, you need a happy voice, you know, and telling you, the day's going to be great. You are going to have a fantastic day. I had a great one yesterday. I really did. If you remember last week, I told you about learning about a friend of mine who had passed, Major Orange. Really hit me hard because I remember, you know how you remember people when you've been around them and the way they were and, you know, the things they did and all this. Former Marine, great guy, passed away from Agent Orange. Well, yesterday, I got a phone call that made my whole year great. I had another friend, been really ill. Couldn't figure it out. They got him down to Stanford, and they finally found out what it was. And they fixed it. I mean, it was one of those things that you could fix through an operation that literally changed things. Not overnight. You can't ever say overnight. But say, how about this? Within 72 hours. And his wife called me and told me. And I was, you know what? It just made my year to have something like that happen. That somebody that was, I mean, it was tough for them to find out what it was. Boom. And then be able to fix it like that through modern medicine. So that just made my day. And so the rest of this, you know, I mean, you know, when I read about other things and I see things, and it's easy to dwell. It's easy to dwell, my friends, on the negative. It's all around us. But then you get the good news. And I tell you what, let me talk about Facebook just for a second. Why do you, you're not on Facebook.
No, I've never used Facebook.
Well, I got off Facebook for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, except to put what, you know, the shows that were going to be on the next day. Because of the anger, the hatred, the nasty things being said. But I've noticed maybe a change in the attitudes of people. And now Facebook, what I use Facebook for now is I keep up on birthdays. Because it has every birthday in, you know, anybody on Facebook has got a birthday in there. But it's also been seeing things of Christmas and seeing things of good news, of keeping up with people that, you know, I ordinarily haven't seen. And I said my resolution this year is to reach out and to people I haven't talked to or I haven't reached out to in a while. And I'm making my list right now. And I'm going to start doing that. I'm not even going to wait for the new year to begin to start doing that. Reaching out to people I haven't talked to, you know, in a while. You know, some of them are in other parts of the world. Some of them are still doing weird things out there, you know, even at their advanced ages. But people that I've served with and people that I've been in tight places with and places, you know, people that I just, you know, hey, how are you doing? And, you know, reaching out that way, either through email or phones or something like that. You know, maybe it's something that you ought to think about is, are there people out there, and it's not just family, but just old friends that you haven't talked to in a long time? And how are they doing? You know, people you've known for a long time but then lost touch with over the last decade or so. You know, so that is going to be my New Year's resolution. I think I can keep that one. I'm not going to go into, you know, things like make another $1 million this year. I have never made $1 million, so I'm not sure how I would do that. But you know what I mean. You know, keep the station on another year. You know, that's just a given. So, and a big hey, we'd like to thank Mike Mangus. Came in yesterday. We just wanted to interview Mike. Gosh, he's been a part of our community for over 40 years, being in the news. He did a story on us, and it must have been a slow news day because they played it twice, and we didn't see it. Yeah. Some people were texting us, and we remembered. Oh, so we got it finally. So send it down to the kids. See, we do have a job, in case they were wondering. All right. In Miami, do you hear jokes about Florida a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Florida man.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
And, you know, it's like, you know, man does this, and he's from Florida. I mean, there's all of them. But here's my newest one right now, is that four toddlers were found how the one-year-olds got out of the play yard and went for a walk. One-year-olds went for a walk, and the passerby who spotted the kids gathered the children up and returned them to the daycare center. So out of four toddlers, they got out of the yard, nobody watching them, I guess, and the daycare center is getting its license revoked. How do 4 1-year-olds? I didn't know 1-year-olds could walk. I mean, they can't walk that well, right? So, I mean, did you see them, like, helping each other? I mean, were they, like, had their little arms together, and they were staggering down the road, going out toward the traffic before somebody saw them, and they came to a abrupt halt and ran over there? How does that happen?
Don't know.
I mean, you don't have any kids, and no. I haven't had kids in a long time. I've been around, you know, toddlers. I was around a 2-year-old on Christmas, and he was getting around great. So I don't know. Can 1-year-olds walk? I mean, I know they get up and they, you know, they stagger around and all this, and everybody's happy and all these things. But they all went outside together, somehow got out of the fenced area, and then toddled off. Okay. I just thought that was funny. It was scary, but funny. The Afghans want something from the United States. You know that we still have evacuation flights going from Afghanistan. And Afghans are still coming into our country. We don't know how many as of now, but thousands. They're still coming in. They've got one spot. There's 5,000 of them down in New Mexico at an Air Force base there. And they process them through there. The vast majority of them are so happy to be here in the land of the free. But there is a sizable number that you probably don't want as next-door neighbors. But they still are here. The Taliban wants seats on the evacuation flights to fly people to the United States. When they wanted that and said, then we're going to let you on, unless you do that, we're going to, you know, we're not going to be happy. So President Biden suspended all evacuation flights from Afghanistan. We'll see how long that lasts. Now, the Taliban also made it illegal for women to drive long distances alone. Now, what's a long distance, Jared? Would you say?
I couldn't.
Well, just what's a long distance? Do you
10+ miles?
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Really? But that no, that's a lot quicker. I would have said 100 miles. No, 45 miles. If you're a woman, you cannot drive over 45 miles alone. You now have to have a male relative drive with you. Now, does that male relative mean, you know, your kid that's 3 years old? Does this mean like your older brother, your grandfather, your father? You can't drive 45 miles unless you have a male with you. So another reason it's good to live in the United States. I can imagine telling Linda, honey, you can't drive over 40. You can go to Anderson, but there's parts of Cottonwood you can't go to unless I ride with you or your father or your brother. I just don't imagine that's going to happen. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented. Started 15 years ago. Three branches now, opening another branch in Anderson here at the beginning of the year, here in January. The three branches in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, right downtown here in Redding. And the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We'll be right back.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Redding.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you have a friend that won't shut up about crypto? Are you interested but don't know where to go? What is Web3? How does it affect me? Who benefits from DeFi? Is one crypto best? Why? There's so much to know. Get answers with Tokens Radio Show. Connect with us on Telegram at t.me/tokensradioshow or tokensradioshow.com.
Sunday afternoons from 2 to 3.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Get your motor running.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBot. Now, Linda is always off on Tuesday. She's always on assignment, right? So she was heading out to the horse this morning. And like about 5 minutes before I got ready to go on, she says, well, I think I'm going to do something else. And I mean, it's 34 degrees out there. What are you going to do when the horse has been fed? The horse wants to sit there and eat, not that it would be a bother to the horse. But 34 degrees going out. She says, maybe I'll wait till noon when it's like, what, 45? At least it's going to be a lot better. How hot is it?
I think the high today is 39.
Well, I hope she's dressed warmly. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They still have their big sale going on till for the rest of the month. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and it's not too late. If you didn't score exactly right on Christmas, if you didn't have maybe the exact present, or maybe you, for whatever reason, head on down to Four Winds Jewelry. They have a great selection of jewelry, all different kinds. Very fair prices. Start off the new year with something that will make your beloved jump around and be happy. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, I'm not talking about COVID with this one, but I am getting ready to ride, you know, take a plane trip in February. Did you see this thing where the ex-Playboy model and former Raider cheerleader got into a fist fight? On a flight.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah,
was that a mask incident?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She's going down. She has to go to the bathroom. Well, they've got the service carts out, and she says, I can't get by you. And the attendant says, well, just find a seat and until we move, you know, until we go through here. And she says, what am I, Rosa Parks? You're putting me on someplace on the bus? Well, the guy who says... He's 80. He says something to her. It wasn't derogatory. But then she says, you don't have your mask on. He says, I'm eating. I don't have to have my mask on. Well, she says something to him. He calls her the B. He uses the B name. She uses the F name. This escalates. She reaches over. She punches him in the mouth and spits on him. Now the attendants are on her, pulling her away. So she's arrested. Turns out that when she flies, she gets anxiety. And she hadn't taken her anxiety medicine. So she gets arrested, and she was released on a $20,000 bond. And the guy called her Karen. He says, sit down, Karen. That's at the end. I thought that was cute. It didn't work out for her. She is... Now, they're allowing her to fly back home to L.A., but she has to take her anxiety medicine. She can't drink on the flights. That other lady from Sacramento just pled guilty to assaulting a flight attendant and chipping her teeth. She scratched her face, and they let her plead it down to obstructing a flight attendant, but that can still put her in jail for 10 years. They did away with the assault charges. What's going on in the air that you've got? I mean, there's case after case after case of this, that people have just lost it. They have just lost it over these masks. When I flew before, we had to keep the mask on our face. She literally woke up my friend who was sleeping because the mask had slipped down. And she'd asked me, hey, would you wake him up and tell him to put on his mask? No. No, I'm not going to do that. It's not my job. So she woke him up and said, pull his mask up. The mask had gone, like, down to his mouth. So he woke up. She woke him up. And this guy, being a great guy, didn't say anything, just looked at her, pulls his mask up, goes back to sleep. This is getting crazy. Friday night at the Target, right here in Reading. It looks like a lady from the photos I saw. Is in the Target store right here in Reading, and sets a display of clothes on fire. Is that what you saw too?
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Yeah, that she sets the clothes on fire. And they call the fire department. They've got photos of her. They got a photo of the car she was in. Somebody put it out with a fire extinguisher. But why do you start a fire in a clothes rack at Target?
I can't comprehend what's going through her head.
Was it because she didn't like the styles?
Maybe she didn't like the designer.
Did the designer? Maybe she was tired of shopping in the that section of the store. You know, I don't know. You know, is there a portion of the store that says for crazy people shop here? And she went in there and just set it on fire.
She did have her mask on, though.
She had her mask on. You're right. Well, you know what? Let's just forgive it. She had her mask on. I thought maybe she had her mask on so she couldn't be identified.
Probably.
You know, that is the big thing. You know what? And, you know, every so often, you know, you're going into stores and I've got my mask on and, nobody really recognizes anybody. I mean, you kind of think it's them, but you're not sure, you know. And that's kind of cool. So you don't have to talk to people when you're shopping. You know, guys, we just go in there, we pick up what we're supposed to get, we walk out. Notwithstanding the fact that we have to usually call home once, say, did I get everything I was supposed to get? You don't have to worry about that. And the other part of this was not having people right behind you, having people 4 or 5 feet away from you while you're checking out. I kind of like that. The other time you wear your mask is when you're getting near the traffic camera lights, you know, the camera lights at the intersections.
Yeah.
Then you put your mask up if it looks like you're not going to quite make it.
I think your license plate gives it away, though.
It doesn't make any difference unless they can identify you. Now, they've got to identify you. So when you see people driving around with masks on and you think in a car by themselves, why are you doing that? Well, maybe it's because they're heading for Lake and in Eureka up there, a Miracle Mile, where the traffic camera is, or right down the street right here from us, that if you come up and you make that California stop and all these lights flash in your face, if you've got the mask on, they'll come back and they'll send you something that says, is this you? You don't have to answer that. That's self-incrimination. Maybe that's why you see a lot of them wearing masks. Celebrity, I tell you what, let's leave early here. Let's go back to people who have passed this last year. I know it's kind of depressing. We won't do a whole 10 minutes of it. But there are significant people that have been in the arts that you've seen your whole life, really, that you can remember have passed. Ed Asner, he's been around. How old was he when he passed?
In his 80s. So I'm not sure.
But he passed this year. But there's a lot of other people that died quite young. Two of the rappers I saw that I've never heard of, both of them are shot down in their hometowns, gunned down on the streets in their hometowns. But they, you know, they were recording artists. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at I'm not going to do that one right now. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call for a free consultation. Now, Patrick's a battler. He's a former 101st Air Assault guy, a former policeman, became a lawyer. And if you want somebody that's going to fight for you, that's got the tenacity of a bulldog, you got to talk to Patrick Gorman. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168. The insurance company has lawyers, and your employers, and the employers have attorneys. You may need an attorney. Now, when you call him for that free consultation, he'll tell you if you need an attorney or not. He says many people have called him. Everything's working the way it should. And to let that play out. And if something changes, to give him a call back. But there's been other cases, of course, that they are not being helped. And that's where Patrick can help. He is truly an expert when it comes to work injury and workers' compensation. We'll be right back.
I wish that I could fly into the sky. Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garmon, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garmon. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside seasons. Score with our new Game Grub Buffet. Free spins, kickoff for cash and prizes. Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard, win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
Tim Garmon stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garmon to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garmon, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment and not out at the horse at 34 degrees. It's only going up to 39 today. Whoa! 605-4567 is our phone number. Give us a call if you got something stuck in your crawl right now. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into action. Very experienced. A lot of time working with the United States gymnastics team, pro football combine, college teams. And if you suffered from an orthopedic injury, strain, or sprain, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way, which is in the Sunset Shopping Center, or give them a call at 533-5030 today. People in the chat room saying it's snowing a little bit up on Eureka Way and also in Shasta Lake City. It's starting. I can believe it. And then the other conversations in the chat room were about how hard it is to find a veterinarian nowadays. There's a shortage of veterinarians, it appears, in town. When Kara Tennant used to be on from Care Animal Hospital, she talked about trying to recruit veterinarians into it's not just Redding, but the Northern California area. And it's not easy. So the emergency services are not 24 hours a day like they used to be. They're closed down through several days during the week. So you have to, I guess the only all-night veterinarian service is over in Chico. You have to drive to Chico. If you remember Peter Scolari, he was on a TV show with Tom Hanks called Bosom Buddies. They played two guys that couldn't find housing except in a woman's hotel. So they dressed up as women. The first kind of a cross-dressing show that reached the top 10 in shows. He passed away, age 66. If you ever watched Sex in the City, the guy that played Stanford Blotch died at age 57. Yeah, Scolari was 66, died from cancer. Norm MacDonald, who was big on Saturday Night Live, died after I remember reading about this. He had fought cancer for 9 years, and he passed. He was really, he would go after O.J. Simpson. He'd say things about O.J. Simpson, and the network would say, don't do that. He'd go, okay, and then he'd just come back even worse. Funny guy. I don't know if you ever watched Boardwalk Empire.
But I have seen it.
In The Wire. And this was Michael K. Williams. He played Whitey in Boardwalk Empire, and he played on The Wire. Great actor. He was 54. Heroin overdosed. Yeah. Heroin overdosed. And I talked about the ones, you know, a couple of the singers that were killed in shootings in their hometowns, one in Memphis and one in someplace else. Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts passed away, 80 years old. And when you think about that, you think of Keith Richardson, Rolling Stones. He's got to be, 200 years old? But he hasn't changed. He hasn't changed since the day he was born. Jackie Mason, the comedian, passed. If you ever watch Night Court, and the bailiff, whose name was Mac, just passed away from a number of reasons. The people I'm going by here that I haven't really heard of, but this one, Matima Suave Miller, he was fatally gunned down in the South Bridge neighborhood in Wilmington, Massachusetts. William Smith. William Smith was a guy you've seen on TV and movies for decades. He was 88 when he passed. But he was in the movie remember the one with Clint Eastwood, and it was Every Which Way But Loose. And he was the fighter, and they fought all through Cheyenne, Wyoming, through the downtown of it. And he played on Laredo in these other spots, past age 88. The producer the director of The Goonies, Superman, Lethal Weapon, Richard Donner, passed. Clarence Williams, he was Lincoln Hayes on the Mod Squad from 68 to 73. Arlene Galanca, an actress, passed at age 85. She was portrayed Miss Millie Swanson on Maidberry RFD. Gavin McLeod from The Love Boat. B.J. Thomas, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. A very famous song back then from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Charles Grodin, actor, died of bone marrow cancer and he was Heartbreak Kid movies, Midnight Run, Beethoven, the rock and roll star, Lloyd Price, Olympia Dukakis, Frank McRae, Johnny Crawford from The Rifleman, died at age 75. And he died from COVID and pneumonia. So, you know, it's, I guess when you go through these and you kind of see these people that you, you know, you grew up watching them on TV and you don't just, you know, you don't see them after that, really. Barbara Shelley, who was known as the Queen of Hammer for her work in 1950s and 60s, the Hammer Queens, rapper DMX died. Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. Jessica Walter, George Segal. Reggie Warren, Jamal French, Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh passed. It seems like he died in February of this year. It seems like forever ago. And he totally changed the face of radio single-handedly. And led to a number of, you know, you can look at everybody past him. Tucker Carlson, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingram, the ones that came after Rush Limbaugh. But he's one of those ones, he was kind of like the 600-pound gorilla. No matter what anybody else did, it was always going to be Rush. Larry Flint, the publisher of Hustler magazine. You know, this is terrible, but I thought he had died like 5 or 10 years ago. Christopher Plummer, the actor from Sound of Music, Beginners, Knives Out. Cicely Tyson, great actress. Cloris Leachman. My goodness, she was 94. She was in Young Frankenstein, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and just a Hal Holbrook. Died at the age of 95. Another great actor, Larry King, man who's been on the radio and TV for decades. Hank Aaron in the sports world, he broke Babe Ruth's home run record. Died at the age of 86. Hammer and Hank. Okay. Enough. When we come back, we have Mark's story of Haven Humane. Even though I thought he wasn't going to be here today, I thought it was going to be your a couple of your fellow elves that work for Santa. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about, Linda will be here, and we'll be talking about a lot of, you know, it's kind of the same thing, but looking back on the year, on things that have happened in the year, kind of a wrap-up, things that have impacted on us, starting with the January 6th and the riots at the Capitol, Biden's inauguration, his administration, what's been accomplished, we're going to look back, of course, how can you look it back at 2021 without looking at COVID and the impact it's had on us? We're going to look at what happened in Afghanistan. We're going to try and get as, you know, concise and go through each month about things that have happened, hit on the high things, not just tragic things, of course, but things that happened that were for the good and for the good of our nation, maybe even for the good of the world. It's hard to, it's easy again to dwell on those things that are negative. But there were a lot of positive things that happened in this past year. Positive things for people right here in town. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how our town's expanded, opening up, the downtown with the K2 projects, the continued building of it, we want to talk about the new county courthouse that'll be opened up next year, but it's been being built this whole year, what that's going to be like, and be looking at the proposed, cell sale of the land down at the Civic and the rodeo grounds, what that could mean, what it could lead to, all of these things. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The heavy snow that brought travel to a standstill across parts of the West in recent days still causing trouble. 70-mile stretch of Interstate 80 remains closed between Colfax, California, and the Nevada state line. The highway's littered with downed trees, power lines, and utility poles that must be cleared.
We've had quite a series of storms that have impacted the area, especially impacted the Sierra, where we've had some very heavy snow amounts, and that's impacted travel to an incredible degree.
Eric Hirth at the National Weather Service in Sacramento, bitterly cold temperatures also settling in across a vast area. Extreme weather and COVID-related staffing issues being blamed for numerous flight cancellations, more than 500 flights canceled so far today. The CDC cutting in half the recommended time that Americans with asymptomatic COVID should spend in isolation goes from 10 to 5 days. The latest snapshot of home prices shows them skyrocketing higher yet again.
The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index climbed 18.4% in October from a year earlier. The gain marked a slight deceleration from a 19.1% year-over-year increase in September. However, it was about in line with what economists have been expecting. All 20 cities posted double-digit annual gains.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. A 47-year-old man who was convicted of killing four people at a North Dakota property management company back in April of 2019 has been sentenced today to multiple life prison terms, no chance of parole. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is up 157 points. The Nasdaq, 18 points lower. The S&P is up 6 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that helps support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
It's a first. The mummified body of an ancient Egyptian pharaoh has been digitally unwrapped by researchers using a CT scan.
Since it was discovered in the late 19th century, the mummy of King Amenhotep I has never been unwrapped. It was too well preserved and too beautiful for any archaeologist to touch. The digital unwrapping of the mummy has spared it any potential damage and revealed a lot about the king who ruled Egypt more than 3,000 years ago. Experts found that the late monarch was in good shape with very healthy teeth. The sophisticated CT scans and 3D reconstruction of the body showed that King Amenhotep was nearly 35 years old when he died.
That's the BBC's Sally Nabil in Cairo. Kuwait's ruling emir announcing formation of a new cabinet, breaking a month-long deadlock. News and analysis at townhall.com. This was a very busy year for NATO, the military alliance scrambling its fighter jets hundreds of times to intercept aircraft in northwestern Europe flying too close to the airspace of member nations.
Nearly 300 of around 370 total missions flown in 2021 were in response to the activities of Russian warplanes. Most of those took place in the Baltic region around Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, where the organization has an air policing operation. NATO intercept flights are a routine occurrence, but despite high tensions between NATO and Moscow over the activities of Russian armed forces near Ukraine's border in recent months, the number of Russia-linked intercepts decreased this year. In 2020, NATO jets scrambled around 350 times in response to Russian planes. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Holiday sales rose at the fastest clip in 17 years. This season up 8.5% from a year ago, that according to MasterCard Spending Pulse. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Here, the 28th of December, we're quickly running out of 2021. Maybe that's good. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate, community, encouraged. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Hop in, give us a call. Our chat room runs at KCNR1460.com, and you can hear streaming on the same way. Just go to our website there. Jared's here with the weather.
Good morning. It is currently 35 degrees, and we've heard in the chat room that it is snowing in places in Redding and Shasta Lake, apparently. But the forecast says snow, then a chance of rain or snow. With a high of 39, a low of 36. Tomorrow, a chance of snow or rain. Then it's going to be frosty tomorrow night with a high of 45, a low of 28. On Thursday, we have a slight chance of rain or snow with a high of 46, a low of 32. On Friday, a slight chance of rain or snow, then sunny with a high of 48, a low of 28. New Year's Day, widespread frost, otherwise sunny with a high around 50, a low around 29. And on Sunday, rain and snow likely with a high of 44 and a low around 36.
Taboo. Okay, and the road conditions in Northern California on I-5, there's just high wind advisories right now. It doesn't show anything being closed down. I haven't heard anything at Fawndale. If you are going, though, up to MoDOT County, you need change required in all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires from 9 miles west to Cedarville from up in MoDOT County. If you're on 44, chains and there's no tires required from 5 miles west of Shingle Down to approximately the junction of SR 36 heading over to Reno. But check all the conditions there through Caltrans. On 299, it's closed from 5.9 miles east of Arcata to the junction of SR 96 in Humboldt County due to snow. It's closed from Hawkins Bar to Burnt Ranch in Trinity County due to snow. I like this. Motorists are advised to use an alternate route. What alternate routes are up there? You can go down the river. It's closed from Cedar Flat to Big Flat in Trinity County for a variety of different reasons. Chain or snow tires are required from Montgomery Creek to 10 miles west of Burney. If you're heading up there, my friends, just let me. I'm just going to skip over the rest of this. You need either chains or snow tires, or four-wheel drives with snow tires. You need it all.
Everybody out of the truck. We're hopping in the raft. Let's go.
Let's get in the raft.
Doug.
I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. So we're going to talk about this year and Haven Humane. Like you said, it was snowing when you came in from what?
Mary Lake.
Mary Lake.
Yeah, it was snowing. Mary Lake. It wasn't sticking yet, but it was coming down.
Your Bissell Peck Foundation's Empty the Shelter event, how'd that go?
Yeah, it went really good. I want to give a big shout out to Bissell Peck Foundation. So our Empty Shelter event went from December 6th through the 20th. We adopted 25 dogs, 47 cats were adopted for a total of 72 pets with new homes for the holidays thanks to the Bissell Peck Foundation. And again, Kathy Bissell owns Bissell Vacuums, does a great job of saving animals' lives throughout the year, and we are lucky enough to be one of the shelters that she selects to receive the grant money for these adoption events. So we really, really appreciate her.
I saw a Bissell commercial, and in it they had in there about helping pets.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was, you know, Bissell vacuum cleaners.
Yeah.
But she does this how many times a year?
Oh, gosh, a bunch. I don't even know how many times. It's a bunch, though. I mean, I think we did it three or four times this year. Gosh, I mean, it's got to be in the millions now a year that she donates to it. And then she also does...
That's nationwide, not right here.
Nationwide, correct. Yeah, she selects hundreds of shelters. But she also did, when they had the hurricane, they went out and she put together a team. And they went out and she paid for that and did a bunch of rescue stuff for the animals as well. So, yeah, she donates back a lot of money that they make from Bissell Vacuums, which is great. So
yeah, and you can get, in this case, 25 dogs and 47 cats.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking about getting another pup. You know, it'll be a year in February that Snooki left. And you know what, you walk through the house sometimes. You expect her to come running around or to do something. And then last night we were talking about things she did that were just funny. You know, why dogs do these things? And they do them because you're laughing and obviously enjoying it, or are they doing it, you know, for that reason, or because they enjoy it too?
That's probably a little of both. I mean, you know, we lost our lab, who was a big part of my life during it, in animal care, because I got her 4 months into it. We lost her on Thanksgiving morning. We'll never fill that void for Missy, but we had adopted, and I talked about this before, we had adopted a puppy in September. And so that puppy, Chopper, he's now about 7-8 months old. Kind of hard to age him. But it's funny because he does some of the stuff that Missy did. He picked up not the good habits, by the way. Of course, they're the not quite as good habits. But he's our pre-cleaner for the dishwasher. So when we load the dishwasher, he always has to come over and lick him. And that's what Missy did. None of the other dogs do that, by the way. And so every time we see Chopper doing it, we think of Missy and we smile at Chopper and we tell him, okay, back off. But, you know, we get a good chuckle out of it and remember Missy fondly. So
yeah, I think people, you know, you don't, you know, some people go out immediately and buy another pup, and it works out fine.
Yeah, we want them to adopt one, not buy one, but
yeah.
Sure.
Well, I mean, they get one. Let me put it this way. They go out and they get a new pet, and either from adoptions or whatever. And for some people, it's almost immediately, and it works out fine.
Mm-hmm.
But we just didn't want to.
No, it's everybody's different when it comes to that. I tell people the same thing all the time. I tell them that, you know, that dog would want that spot in your heart to go to another dog, and to love them like you did the dog that you lost. But
they're always
different. When
they're
that time
different.
is different for everybody.
It is. And then you have to figure out, you know, do you get the same kind of dog or cat, or do you go with a kind of a different breed?
When people come to the shelter, I always tell them, come in with an open mind. If you come in and you say, I want a female dog that's 2 years old, it's this breed, it's this hair and this tail, I just think that sets yourself up for failure. I think you should come into the shelter, whether it's a dog or a cat or whatever, and just be open and walk through and see what animal you connect with. I think that sets you up for long-term success, you and the pet. And when that happens, I think that it's just a better match. Chopper, I wasn't looking to adopt a dog. I just walked through the shelter, and we had been thinking about it for a while because we knew Missy was getting older, and our four-year-old really needed somebody to play with because the only person she played with was me, and I'm getting older. So I saw Chopper in the kennel. He'd been there for a few days in the adoption center, and I walked in, and he just, I don't know, something about him. And I actually waited 3 days, and I'd come in every morning. Did he get adopted yet? No. Okay. Did he get adopted yet? No. Okay. All right, give him a chance, and I feel like it was meant to be, and brought him
home.
Well,
the fact that you had him, the fact that you had him hidden in your office might have had something to do with that.
He was in the adoption center the whole time, cute as can be, and Tina and I both are madly in love with that little guy. He's a character, he's love, he's perfect for our family. Not saying he's perfect,
he's perfect for your family.
Exactly.
Well, that means a big thing. Did you get the email I sent you? About the dogs?
I
sent it to you at market.
Oh, I did, yeah. Yeah.
When people tell you you don't have room for another dog.
Circled a bunch of space.
There's five dogs there.
Yeah, that was great.
Looking up, and it says, when your wife tells you you don't have room for another dog, and every space there had a circle around it.
Yeah,
it
was
like another four circles there, so you can have four more dogs.
Yeah, I could have got a couple more circles in there, too. But
there you go. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, I mean, it's the future. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Dan Beans is going to join us next month and at the beginning of the year. We're going to talk about the rate increases. We're going to talk about things that are going on with REU. So that you'll have an idea. You know, they haven't raised the rates in 6 years. And in fact, even went back a little bit on the rates. And so why are we raising the rates now? Well, he's going to explain that when he's on next month. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here in Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves. He speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Don't miss the biggest party of the year, the 2021 Pop and Bottles New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino, featuring Gotcha Covered Band, performing all your favorite covers you'll need to dance the night away. Enjoy a delicious hors d'oeuvre buffet, champagne, dessert, swag and drink specials. General admission $50 per person. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes a hotel room. The celebration starts at 7:30 p.m. Complete details and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students. Get your first 2 years tuition free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010, Burks Construction Management. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm a teacher and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Botland is on assignment. 8:19 in the morning, and it's 36 degrees out there. It's going up to a whopping 39 today. And I just learned something we'll talk about in a second from Mark, who learned it from a guy from a nursery. But this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Contact River Commons Senior Living. Talk to Brian at 238-5981. You can get a tour, have lunch, but find out why River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. Why? It's downtown. It's close to things. It's close to Turtle Bay Exploration Park, gourmet chefs, great living accommodations. You can have your pet, which is a big thing when you decide to move out of a single family dwelling into a place that you don't have to worry about all the things that are happening there. It's, you know, more secure. It's, you know, you can have the things you love around. You don't have to worry about the plumbing, painting, any of those things. You can worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living. It isn't an assisted living facility. No, it's for active seniors. And I've gone through there, and it is truly a beautiful place. A lot of things to do there. 8:20 in the morning, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we were just talking that. Now, a lot of you know this, and Sungold, I know you know this. If the temperature during the day, the high and the low, added together, if it's 100 degrees, grass will grow. So if it's 60 degrees and 40 at night, he said it's 100 degrees, grass will grow.
That's what I was told, and I'm looking it up online, and I'm not.
Okay, so we
it,
may be. And I'm just going by what you say, and I've never known for you to make a mistake.
No, it'd be nice if.
And I was just thinking. Nice, I've been seeing. You know what? It's green around here, even though you know it's been cold and all that. But if it goes up to, if the average is over is 100 degrees or higher, you're going to get grass growing. So today it's not growing. Today it's not growing. The doggy dash.
No, we're talking about vet shortage.
Vet shortage. That's right. People have asked about and had a lot of comments about the vet shortage here in town.
Yeah.
Can you address that?
And we're talking about veterinarians, not veterans. So it's a topic at every one of my state CEO meetings. It's a topic for the country as well. But in California alone, right now, our industry is forecasting that by the year 2030, California alone will be short 10,000 veterinarians. So this isn't a problem in the North State. It's a problem in the state of California. It's a problem in the U.S. So we have a huge shortage in veterinarians right now. We've been working with one vet, only one vet. She's amazing, don't get me wrong, and does a fantastic job. In fact, I just looked at the numbers, and by herself this year with her amazing team, they've spayed neutered over 4,200 animals this year. That was before December, so whatever December is too. So it's going to be somewhere probably around 4,500 animals this year, which is absolutely phenomenal for one vet. But we'd like to have two, so we're hoping we get one in June or July, and it will more than likely be a grad student that's just graduating. So the vet shortage is something that is being looked at seriously, and we're trying to figure out what we can do about it, but I don't know whether it's just going to be too much. So why is there a vet shortage? So there's a bunch of different theories on that. I'll give you my theory, and this is just the Mark Story theory. So COVID, a lot of them retired that wouldn't have retired for probably a few years. They said, okay, I've had enough. I'm going to retire. So so we lost quite a few from COVID because they retired. There's quite a few of them that just don't want to work for corporate, and there's a lot of corporate companies that are buying out veterinary hospitals, so some of them just don't want to work for that. And then
I know one that left because of that.
It's a very difficult job. It's a very high compassion fatigue job. It's one of the highest suicide rate professions in the world.
Veterinarians? Wow.
So it's difficult, and I can tell you, and again, this is just my opinion on some of this stuff. Some of this stuff is fact, but my opinion, one of the difficult things with being a veterinarian is that unlike a human doctor where you can walk in and say, hey, here's my symptoms, this is what's going on, it hurts when I do this, you know, what do we need to do? Well, you need to do this, this, and this. The animals don't have a voice, so the vets have to be their voice, and that can be difficult at times too, because obviously they have to make assumptions. They have to make diagnosis based off of their experience, right? And sometimes that can be really difficult, especially when there's humans that are involved that obviously don't want to hear it. Another part that's made it a lot tougher is that the cost for veterinary services has really gone up over the last 10 years. And the biggest reason for that is the pharmaceutical companies. Because 15 years ago, pharmaceuticals for animals was significantly lower than it is now. And it's the same pharmaceuticals in most cases that we use for humans. Obviously different dosages, but it's the same pharmaceuticals. And the pharmaceutical companies years ago said, hey, why are we charging a lower price for the same pharmaceuticals that we give to humans? So they stopped doing that, and now it's similar pricing as you would get from human doctors. So it's extremely expensive, and so it's hard for the veterinarians to make ends meet without increasing the cost because their costs have gone up significantly. So it's a very difficult career field. And to complicate things even more, I'm not going to talk about how hard veterinary medicine is to go through the schooling because obviously I haven't gone through it. However, I will say that there are fewer schools that are available, so it's harder for them to get in just because of numbers.
I understand it's harder to get into a veterinary school than it is a regular medical school.
Right. Well, there's fewer schools as well. So.
Well, that's why people go. You know, we've had very, very good veterinarians that go to other countries like, I think it was Grenada. Has a real good veterinary school.
Yeah, they're
school.
All over the world. There's tons of them. And yeah, we do have a lot of people
and
that
they come,
go.
And when they're trained and they come back to the United States and they take their test and they pass them easily because they are good schools in other parts of the world.
And the pay is not as good starting out as you get with human medicine. But their student loans, they're coming out with $200,000-$300,000 worth of student loans out of school. So, so everything's kind of, against them. And what's even scarier is that registered veterinary technicians, which are in high demand, are even shorter right now. There's even more of a shortage of them than there are veterinarians. And yes, hospitals and clinics don't necessarily have to have RVTs, but the RVTs make life so much easier because they can do so much more. Like in our hospital, we need RVTs. Our RVTs can anesthetize and get them prepped for surgery, and they can do more stuff than a vet tech can.
Mm-hmm.
And so that allows us to do that high-volume surgery.
Just like a physician's RVTs. Assistant type thing.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've heard for years, for as long as I can remember, how hard it is to get in vet school. And I know there's a shortage of veterinary schools. So, you know, so how do we, if we're going to be short 10,000 in the state of California, and the other thing I understand, too, it's harder to get people to go into large animal medicine mm-hmm. because small animal medicine, veterinary medicine, is more lucrative. And you've got less chance of being injured.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, you get a horse
sure.
ball on you or a bull turn on you. Does this mean is, I mean, I wonder if anybody ever looks at this and says, you know, what you need to start is five more veterinary schools here in the United States. Otherwise, I mean, right now we don't have emergency veterinary care 24 hours a day.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You've got to go someplace else.
Yeah,
you've got to have a great relationship with your veterinarian or something like that.
Yeah.
For something.
Yeah.
But it's so. This is something we're going to be facing, and it's going to get worse. You would say?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, right now it's really hard to get into veterinary clinics because they're just. It's not because they don't want to help. They do want to help. I can tell you that every hospital, every clinic that we have in this area is filled with amazing staff members, amazing veterinarians that want to help out our community and want to help the animals in our families. They just physically are tapped, and they're doing the best that they possibly can. And every staff, ours included, are exhausted. You know, they really are because they're working their tails off. And it's hard work. Yeah, and it's so important that we have them, you know, for our four-legged loved ones. And they're doing great work, but it's hard to get in. So what I would ask from the community is keep that in mind, and when you go in there, be patient with them and understand that, yeah, I know you're waiting longer than you normally would, but please understand that they're doing the best that they possibly can. And I'm not just talking about Haven. I'm talking about every clinic,
yeah,
hospital.
Some of them are
area.
Talking about having a 2 or 3 hour wait.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's when you're short personnel and you've got, you know, the number of animals aren't dropping.
Well, right, and it's not even short personnel. It's they're so overwhelmed because there's a shortage in other areas that people are going to different clinics and stuff that, you know, they're spaced out. Like right now, our spays and neuters are pushed out to April. I mean, that's the, if you want to get a spay neuter appointment right now, you're looking at April.
Wow.
For a spay neuter appointment for Haven, and you know, I mean,
and you guys do. I mean, I've been there.
Yeah,
before,
we do.
When you do spays and neuter, it is an assembly line.
Yeah, we do.
And don't think about it as being an uncaring. It's not.
No.
They have them prepped. Yeah. They've got another group that as soon as your veterinarian is finished with it, and she can do a spay in, gosh, I don't know, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah, it just depends. But, yeah, she's
around that.
She's
but,
very quick. But
and then somebody does somebody else close them up?
No, she doesn't.
She'll close them up, and then somebody else takes the animal, puts it on this great little bed, covers them up, and there's people watching them to make sure there's no problems. And it is, it's an assembly line. But you have to do something like
that.
It's
a high-volume hospital, and that's a surgery clinic. And, yeah, we do 25 to 40 Monday through Thursday. Monday through Thursday. Yeah, 25 to 40 a day. Yeah.
Wow. Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, 4,200 with just one vet. So.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, and the other hospitals in the area, you know, they're working very hard as well, you know, and they're not doing the spays and neuters, but they're doing specialized surgeries, they're doing regular appointments, you know, they're doing checkups, they're doing all that stuff. So,
Become, you know, your veterinarian becomes almost like a member of your family.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, and I remember when we had to take Snooki in there. I mean, they were all out there. Dr. Bond, everybody was out there with us around the car, and there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Well, sure,
they'd been taking care of her for 12 years.
Yeah, it's no different than human medicine.
Yeah.
You form a relationship with your patient, and that's what veterinarians do. They form a relationship with the patient. They also form a relationship with the family. They're close to our animals as well.
Your comment, Nani Man, was not nice. It was humorous, but it wasn't nice about food shortages. 8:32 in the morning, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility, and their team of experts provide preventative care and screening of high-risk patients working together, and they provide high-quality care throughout the hospitalization to discharge and follow-ups. It's also one of the highest-rated hospitals by Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and just received an A rating from the LeapFrog organization that gave them an A for hospital conditions, for surgeries, all of these. It's got the highest grade that they can give. And it's the only one in this area, the only hospital in this area with that grade. You might want to check that out before you go in someplace. 8:32 in the morning, 36 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, and our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Gas pumping music.
Welcome back. Gas pumping music. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're quickly running out of 2021, Mark.
Yeah, thank goodness.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Ware Barbershop. The one thing that doesn't change is Tim and Logan and Cypress Ware Barbershop, man's last stronghold. It just doesn't change. And you know what? You need places like that. It just doesn't change. They stand behind the same chairs. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Cypress Ware Barbershop is a great place to get your haircut. It's the only place I've had my haircut since I've moved to Redding. They work on appointments, 244-9478. Give them a call. And the other day, I was sitting in a chair, and the guy sitting in the other chair says, I found these guys by listening to your show. And that was, you know what, that made me feel, you know what, that was toward the end of the year, so that was another plus for the end of the year, have somebody say that. Cypress Ware Barbershop. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. I was at a get-together the other night and was told a story. And it was such a great story about Haven Humane that I think we need to share it. So, Mark, can you paraphrase this? Or
nope.
Nope. You're just going to read
it. I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Janet did a wonderful job of writing it. I'm going to do the best job I can of reading it.
I can tell you, though, I don't understand the first part, though.
Okay, that's okay. Okay. It all makes sense.
All right.
We got a phone call from a young woman this month saying her little black and white dog had gone missing. When she opened her front door, the dog had bolted and she couldn't keep up with him. She gave a description of the dog and where he went missing. She had owned the dog for several months. Well, fortunately, someone soon found the dog running loose and brought him into shelter. But it wasn't the happy ending you're expecting. The young woman he had just escaped from lived in an area where a little black and white dog had gone missing last summer. The dog's heartbroken family immediately filed a loss report and checked the kennel every couple of days, but no luck. Months went by, and the family was losing hope. Flash forward 6 months after their dog went missing. The Good Samaritan brings in a little black and white stray dog he found running. This dog matched the description in the loss report filed last summer. We checked the dog for a microchip, and it was registered to the family, who had lost him half a year ago. We called the lady who had filed the loss report last summer and told her we had her missing dog. She was in disbelief and reluctant to come to the shelter because so much time had passed, and she was afraid of another heartbreaking disappointment if it weren't her boy. The whole family came down to the shelter. The unsuspecting little black and white dog pranced out of our staff area into the lobby to greet each person standing before him. The kids held their hands out, and the little dog sniffed each one. He sniffed their mom's pant legs and moved on to dad. When he sniffed the dad's shoes, the dog went nuts. It finally registered with the dog that this was his long-lost family. No one could contain their tears. There are two important takeaways from this story. One, microchip your pets, which we talk about every month. And two, if you find a pet, please report it to Haven Humane Society to give the pet a chance to go home to the family it loves. We did notify the other woman that the dog went back to his family. That woman did nothing wrong other than she should have notified us when she found the dog because there was a family that was looking for that dog. And we feel horrible for that person because they fell in love with that little black and white dog. But now they have an opportunity, hopefully, to adopt a new dog.
Yeah.
To take that spot. And that little black and white dog is now home with the family where it belongs.
Amazing. 6 months later.
Yeah, and you know what? We talk about microchip every month.
Every month.
And so, although these stories are rare, these stories happen every year quite a few times.
We had Snooki microchipped. Snooki was not an outside dog except out in the backyard. But one day, Snooki got out. And it's one of those things you go, where is she? And I walked outside, and I walked up to the sidewalk. And there she was. Just walking down the street where we take her on her walks all the time. There she was walking down the sidewalk, just heading out.
Yep.
And there's no doubt in my mind, one of two things would have happened because she's just dumb as a door when it comes to streets. Somebody would have run over her or somebody would have picked her up. And but there she was just walking on down the street, just free and wild like the wolf she was.
If I had a dollar.
Elk killer on the run.
If I had a dollar for every time somebody came into the shelter and said, well, she's never gotten out before. This is the first time he's ever gotten out.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'd have a lot of dollars.
And
it only takes once.
And you know what? So here's the microchip.
It's worth the $35+ to get the microchip. It's
and
a one-time fee.
If your people pick her up or him or whatever the dog is, they'll run the microchip check, and they may bring the dog back to you before you even know it's gone.
That's correct.
So. Another good reason to have your animals microchipped.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you find
that's
a dog.
That's a good story. Please, that's a good story. I heard that the other night at a gathering we had.
Yeah.
And now, when do you microchip? I mean, of course, when a dog is adopted,
right.
It gets microchipped.
Yep, yeah.
Do you get a choice? No. What? You just microchip the
no,
dog.
No, we microchip
that's part of
all
it. That's
dogs
part
and cats
of it.
That get adopted.
Okay.
Plus, yeah.
So, you microchip. If somebody wanted to bring their animal in, you microchip them, don't you?
What do you mean?
Well, if somebody has a dog that they moved into town, and they say, you know what, I'm listening to the show, it makes
sense
to me.
Oh, yeah, you can get a microchip from...
I don't know how else to put
that. Yeah, you can get a microchip from our receiving department for $35 anytime we're open. You can come in and we'll microchip right then, and we actually register for you and everything. You can also get a microchip. You'll have to check the fee, but you can get a microchip at our vaccine clinics, which are every Wednesday. They will not be tomorrow, but they're every Wednesday resuming January 5th, which is next Wednesday from 2 to 4 at our vet hospital. So you can get microchips there. You can also get vaccinations and save yourself a visit. Now, the line is long every week, so be prepared
for
that.
Just be prepared.
Don't show up at 3:30 because you might get turned away because we've had to turn people away because the lines have been so long. Our staff has been there way after 4.
Yeah.
So 2 to 4, and you can get all the prices on our website as well.
There you go.
Humane.org.
Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I've got a problem maybe you could help me with. I've got a neighbor that moved. She lives about 100 yards from me. There's no houses between us. And she was overrun with cats. They weren't spayed or neutered or anything. And she moved and left her cats. She comes back every day about 4 or 5 o'clock, and she feeds them. I drove by the other day. There was 11 or 12 cats out there waiting to get fed. Can you guys come and pick them up and find a home for them? How do I deal with this problem?
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't. That's a problem that's throughout the community.
And they're not feral cats.
No, so they're friendly cats. So, she's going to have to call us and try and bring those in because they're still her cats. Yeah,
I'll catch her up there feeding and suggest that to her because she's just leaving her problem for the rest of us. You know, quail has disappeared in my neighborhood along with a lot of other birds. So, well, thank you.
Yeah, Nick, 241-2550.
Okay.
And give that number to her. We can take in one a day if she calls in the morning on those. But we can try and work with her. But give her that number and have her contact us. We have a couple other programs and we might be able to help out with her as well. But give her that number and have her give us a call.
241-2550.
That's correct.
Okay,
thanks,
Nick.
Buddy.
Thanks a lot. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. If you're looking for that great cigar to start off the New Year's with, any of your tobacco needs, head on down to 2143 Hilltop Drive to Tobacco and Brew. They've been in the business there for about 30 years. And Shelley has, you know, when you talk about running a business that's tough, it's a tough business. But she always finds time and funds to help a lot of the 501s we have here, a lot of the nonprofits in town. She's always there helping people, and she's got a big soft spot in her heart for veterans, and I can't say enough about Shelley and Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back with Mark's story.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coach Mastro Auto Body. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coach Mastro has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coach Mastro repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Tim Garmin stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garmin to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garmin, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, tomorrow we're going to do kind of a countdown of what's happened this year, positive and things maybe not quite as positive. I'm sure the chat room will be in here to help me out. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. A couple of things, but we want to finish up with New Year's Eve here. But,
so, volunteers, if you're interested in volunteering, please go on our website, havenhumane.org. There's an application. You can fill that application out. You'll talk to Cassie, who is our amazing volunteer coordinator, and come on out and help out. There's tons of areas to help out with. It's not just about walking dogs and playing with cats, although that is one of the favorites.
That's
but
one of the reasons.
Tons of other areas.
One of the reasons, because you are short of trained personnel, that the volunteers make up for so much of this. They're the ones there that are helping out with the afterwards, and the and the kitties and the dogs have been spayed and neutered. What volunteers are helping?
We have volunteers that help. Most of the time, the volunteers are helping with wrapping packs when they're in the, which is the surgery packs. They're doing that kind of stuff. But they help out in all areas in the hospital, but they help out all over. They help in development. They help in licensing. They help everywhere. But the volunteers are what makes things happen for us. We had Paws for Paws recently. We were so happy to be back at Shasta College. We took three dogs to Shasta College. And we had some amazing volunteers that went out there for that. And it was great. We had some students come. We had teachers come. We had staff come. It was great. So we love our volunteers. We always want more volunteers. And it is a lot of fun. We do have wish lists for Haven. We have wish lists on Chewy and on Amazon. We also have a new thing for Chewy. If you go to Chewy.com. For your first order, Chewy will donate $15 towards Haven Humane Society if you're ordering on Chewy or you haven't ordered on Chewy.
And Chewy's got all types of stuff for animals, right?
Yeah, they're fantastic. So
okay.
And then Doggy Dash. Our Doggy Dash is coming up March 19th at Turtle Bay. Next month you're going to have Mandy here from Development and Jim, so they'll talk more about Doggy Dash.
Okay.
So I want to talk about New Year's Eve.
Okay.
So, New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve is like 4th of July. Lots of loud noises, fireworks, gunshots, the whole nine yards. So, it's a very scary time for animals. So, please, please, please plan ahead. Keep your dogs inside. Cats, too. So, animals have a fight or flight. And if they get scared, that's what they're going to do. And there's no fight that they're going to have against that stuff. So, they're going to look for flight. And if you think that your dog can't scale that 6-foot fence, you're probably wrong. You got the trash can too close. You got, a piece of equipment that's sitting right there that they can hop onto and hop over that fence and they're gone.
Or they're just a larger dog that's never done it before.
Right.
And now it's scared and guess what? It can make it to the top of it, and then they'll just pull themselves over.
I can't tell you how many times I've seen a chihuahua that's 6 inches tall climb a 6-foot chain link fence and put their paws in there and climb it. Tons of times they get out. So
wow. Did you ever see that movie Parabellum with John Wick and the dogs that were in there? It went up that side of that wall.
You're talking about John Wick.
John Wick.
Yeah.
last one.
Yeah.
And Halle Berry.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, that's all just movie magic. But then I saw dogs doing that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
They had trained to do this.
Yeah.
That, could, you know, they'll hit that wall.
Yep.
And, I mean, this is a wall that you would think no animal could get over. Hits the wall and made it to the next one because, I mean, it was, it's
exactly
remarkable.
Exactly what they're going to do when they're afraid. They can do some pretty amazing things. So please have a place for them to be. This is a really good time to make sure your animals are microchipped just in case they do get out. But please bring them in. Keep them safe. The good thing with New Year's is that it's a very short burst of noise. So you know when it's coming. It's coming right at midnight. It's going to last for a couple, 3 minutes. If you can just get them safe for those couple, 3 minutes, it really helps out a ton. So plan ahead for them because it's a very scary time for them.
Go call Mark because he's usually in bed by 9 o'clock.
I usually am in bed by 9 o'clock.
New Year's Eve is just, it's a tough time to drive, too. So if you're going out to parties, except for one party at Turtle Bay, they're having the New Year's Eve there for Garden of Lights, two bands. It's going to be something else. If you have tickets for that, we've given away many tickets for Garden of Lights this year. It was great. So, okay, so if it's New Year's Eve, just be prepared that
be
prepared. Don't hit your animals.
Think about your animals.
Make you scared.
Yep.
Okay, we've got about 5 minutes left. We've talked about microchips. We talked about lost pets, vouchers. That would have been a great Christmas present for somebody
vouchers,
that just got a new one.
Vouchers are not for that. Vouchers are for
that's what I meant.
Spay and neuter.
That's what I mean. They
but
could get
they,
somebody
they have to be,
for spay and neuter in their new pets.
No, they have to be scheduled for it, and they come in and they pay a fee. They have to have the animal's license if it's a dog, and then they get a voucher from the jurisdiction. So from City of Anderson, City of Reading, or Shasta County, they're different vouchers.
Oh.
And those vouchers help offset the cost of spay.
I guess I should read this, but I say this every time, and you correct me every time. It's only been a year. So what's it look like? What's it going to look like at Haven Humane next year? Are you having any more? Are you putting any more construction in there?
No.
Are you going to open up an area for like a stables?
No.
Anything like that for larger animals?
We already have areas for larger animals, but no. No, we're not planning to expand right now at all. Right now we're I tell you, I don't even want to guess what's going to happen in 2022. I would have loved to have guessed what was going to happen in 2021, and I would have been sadly mistaken. So I'm hoping that 2022 shows us getting back to a little bit closer to what we used to consider the norm. I'd like to see a quieter year on every front.
I would like to see the fires not come through this year.
I would like to see
like
less
to
disasters
see
for sure. I will say that even though we did have the disasters this year, I couldn't be more proud of the firefighters and how well they knocking them down. That Fawn fire, I think if that had happened a few years ago, I think it would have been a lot worse. And I think that our firefighters are very experienced and do a great job of saving us and can't appreciate them more.
I think that we need to have about double the number of air tankers and helicopters. I watched helicopters hit a grass fire down in Anderson and watched them. Or I'm sorry, not helicopters, but drop planes, the air tankers come in. And three of them came in and ran, you know, made runs, and the fire was out.
So they're amazing. I'd like to see them have an easy year. That would be nice.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would. And I'd like to see our community continue to support each other, regardless of what side more support not need, but throughout the year.
They support.
Can't thank them enough for all the support that we get.
We're going to have the Bark, Wine, and Brew.
We love this. Yes, Bark, Wine, and Brew will be the first Saturday in October. I'm not sure what day.
That's going to be great. You know what? I'd like to have Recall and Railroad, two of the guys that are in our chat room right now, hitting each other with swords. I would like you all to get together for coffee one day.
October 1st is Spark.
October 1st, Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Yeah,
I like to see Recall and Railroad, who are in the chat room. They just attack each other. I like to see you two get, you know, go down to From the Hearth any of these places, have a cup of coffee. I'll buy the coffee.
Yeah.
You two sit down and find out that each one of you is human, and good. Or beer. Yeah, I could do beer.
I think we have a lot more in common than we do.
We do. And that's one of the things that Dr. Doug Craig and I talked about. If we could just treat each other like we would take that step back, take that deep breath, and let's start finding out things that we agree on instead of fixating on the things we don't.
And I think if we can relearn how to just simply agree to disagree and leave it at that, I think that would be great. But from Haven's standpoint, I want to thank the community for keeping us going for 2021. Thank you for all the support and care, and we will remain committed to helping the animals and their community members and our neighbors throughout 2022 and beyond. So thank you for allowing us to be part of this amazing community.
Well, thanks for everything you do, buddy. And it's not easy. I know that. So